My personal favorite reason that establishes past and future lives is personality, because we can watch infants with personality. Now, it's very clear a newborn baby already is displaying quite strong personality. Some babies are born and they are inquisitive, courageous, like explorers, adventurers. Some babies are timid and afraid. Some babies are contented, and some babies are whining. Some babies are sullen and introverted, and some babies are extroverted and trying to communicate immediately. And we can see, you know, as children develop, they display these strong personalities. Where does it come from? You know, our Western sciences come up with nature and nurture, but those are both inadequate explanations. You look at twins, they are genetically the same and exposed to the same social conditioning, and yet strikingly different personalities from the beginning. Where did those personalities come from? Well, we know where personality comes from, because we're working, we're training with personality. That's the very essence of what we're doing. We're cultivating certain good habits and eroding and abandoning certain bad habits. And we realize that to get a good habit, we repeatedly do and think and do in that way. So when did these babies repeatedly think worried thoughts or courageous thoughts or communicative thoughts? And when? When did these babies train in contentment or train in irritation and anger? When? In their previous lives. We can observe the cycle of sleeping and dreaming and awakening and see this micro version of dying, the intermediate state and rebirth, which is like the macro version. These cycles are happening every day, and they happen every life. It's the same continuum, it's the same levels of mind dissolving. Dreaming is like the intermediate state. And if we understand cause and effect continuums, it is very clear. You know, everything exists in a beginningless continuum. You know, there's a glass here filled with water. The glass, where did it come from? It came from sand. Where did the sand come from? It came from shells, generally. And where did the shells come from? And you can trace back and back and back. You know, Venerable Geshe talks about the barley crop that comes from a barley seed that has a beginningless continuum and an endless continuum. Everything does. Nothing comes from nowhere. There's nothing that spontaneously arises without causes, without substance. There's a substantial cause that's affected by its circumstantial conditions, and it evolves into a new form. But without that substantial cause, there's nothing to evolve into a new form. And once we become clear that the mind's characteristics are quite distinct from physical characteristics, the mind is formless. The mind isn't obstructed by physical things. The mind doesn't have shape and size and weight and all of these physical characteristics. The mind is its own continuum, and its previous continuum is its substantial cause, and it is the substantial cause of its future continuum. The mind is beginningless and endless, temporarily conjoined with a body, but soon to depart. All of these things we can think about. And eventually, with a blessed mind and positive thinking, it will become very apparent to us that of course we're not meat. Of course the birth and death of this life don't mark the outermost boundaries of my existence.